Think, Level 2, published by Cambridge University Press, 2015. This recording is copyright. Literature 1A.
The Mill on the Floss by George Eliot.
Exercise 2.
Tom looked at his new companion. He was small with a hump on his back. Tom felt shy and didn't think he was going to like him. Then he noticed that he had pencils and paper on his desk, and he was busy drawing. What was he drawing? Tom went closer to Philip and looked over his shoulder. Why, there's a donkey, a dog, and some birds in a field. He was full of admiration and no longer felt shy. I wish I could draw like that. I'm going to learn drawing this term. I wonder if I'll learn to draw dogs and donkeys as well as that.
You can draw them without learning, said Philip. I've never had drawing lessons.
You've never had drawing lessons? Said Tom in amazement. When I try to draw animals, they always come out wrong. Perhaps I need to practice more. I'm not too bad at drawing houses.
Well, said Philip, it isn't very difficult. You have to look at things very carefully and then practice drawing them lots of times.
But haven't you been at school for a long time? Asked Tom.
Yes, said Philip, smiling.
I've studied Latin, Greek, mathematics, writing and those sorts of subjects.
You don't like Latin, do you? Said Tom.
I don't care much about it, replied Philip. I've finished with Latin grammar. I don't learn that anymore.
Then we won't have lessons together, said Tom with a sense of disappointment.
No, but I'll be able to help you. I'll be very glad to help you if I can.
Will you have drawing lessons now? Asked Tom.
No, said Philip. My father wishes me to give all my time to other things now.
What, Latin, geometry and those things? Asked Tom.
Yes, said Philip, who had stopped drawing and was resting his head on his hand, while Tom was leaning on his desk, looking with admiration at the drawing of the dog and the donkey.
And you don't mind that? Said Tom with curiosity.
No, I want to know what everybody else knows. I can study what I like later.
I can't think why anybody needs to learn Latin, said Tom. It's no good.
It's part of the education of a gentleman, said Philip. All gentlemen learn the same things.
What? Do you think Sir John Crake, the master of the hunting dogs, knows Latin? Asked Tom,
who had great respect for Sir John Crake and often thought he'd like to be like him.
I bet he learnt it as a boy, replied Philip, but I expect he's forgotten it now.
Oh, well, I can do it then, said Tom. Not with any real intention, but with the satisfaction that it would make him more like his hero, Sir John Crake.